We were well on top, 2-1 up. And then you've seen how the referee imposed himself on the game again, as he did at Dundalk. He booked players tonight. And he disrupted us because we were well on top at that time. It was looking like 3-1, 4-1. We were just peppering our goal. And for some reason, the ref decided to give St. Pat's a penalty kick. And then the players just went to sleep for a corner a minute later, and it's 2-1 to 2-3. So we're behind, we're going at half time, we're trying to lift them in there. And they were angry, obviously, as you can see. But they looked really, really tired. Their legs had gone. And you'll probably say it's the same for Pats, but they had the momentum shift, and that means a lot because they've gone from 2-1 down to 3-2 up, and they've come out the second half with momentum, and momentum gives you energy, and they get a soft goal to go 4-2, and then they scored in injury time to make it 5-2, and we're very, very disappointed, to be honest. We're very disappointed.
Kenny, is that like a Monday night game now more important now?
Every game's important. Your next game's the most important. And, you know, we have a tough, tough games run there, so we had. And now they're still tough, but the players are tired. They're on their knees. I seen them in the second half, and they were so shocked because we were in control and they'd lost their momentum, and they could hardly more than jog, never mind run. That was... They were flat out to the board. You know, the players, you could see in their faces they were shocked at the decision to give the penalty. That shock was still evident when the corner was being taken a minute later. They you know, after the penalty, they were still shocked, but they have to switch back on to address the situation. And I told them at half time they were in a state of shock. And then they lost their concentration from a corner kick. So it's those marginal things that makes the big things won't work. So we've got to sit down and focus on our concentration and our organisation.